Big Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love, undivided.
Yep. Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. What better way to con a society full of people than to tell them they're fantastic? You know, in a manner of speaking that they are God's chosen people. And I'm talking about America and Americans. That's the message that we've been fed. We haven't been told specifically, perhaps, that we are God's chosen people, but we've definitely been fed the message of American exceptionalism over the years. And it's been a con. It's been a way to manipulate people into doing things that hopefully, you know, are against their better judgment otherwise. You know, that you would say, we shouldn't be doing that. And one of the most effective ways to do that is to say, you know, there are these other people, they're really bad, and the otherizing of people is a very sinister thing that, you know, is a device that has been used successfully, effectively, you know, since time immemorial, really. So it's unfortunate that we have fallen prey to that. The irony, I think, is that, you know, we have we've had the opportunity in America for greatness, and there have been moments where we could have taken a different turn and charted a different course. But we have generally, collectively chosen not to. And, you know, it's difficult. We all have to make personal choices that don't necessarily correlate to what the herd is doing, so to speak. But what has been happening over the last half century or more is this trend toward groupthink. And the more that we have these 9/11 type things or these COVID type things, the more that we collapse in on ourselves and rely on the I think Mencken is quoted as, you know, the collective wisdom of individual ignorance. You know, that's the committee and democracy, generally speaking. Like, I think that's how he put it, if memory serves. You know, democracy is the pathetic belief in the collective wisdom of individual ignorance. You get a bunch of people together in a committee and somehow they're smarter because they're together, and the opposite usually proves true. So there's the irony. And then, of course, you know, you have things like the bandwagon effect and the fallacy that prove it. And the cliches and things and the aphorism that go along that tell us that, you know, the bandwagon is usually wrong. But we don't stop, you know, that's one of the psychological forces that plays against us, really, is that we are not good about going back and taking honest stock of those kinds of things when that happens and saying, hold on, I think we were conned. Okay, I'll just speak for myself. I was conned there and beguiled. We're not good at that. And again, I think somewhat uniquely so as Americans, we can never be wrong. There's no way we're wrong about anything. Can't be wrong. And that's part of this whole NPC thing that I've talked about in the last week or so, you know, the non-player character thing, the non-playable character that everyone is becoming, controlled by something or other, but unable to communicate with each other. It's a weird phenomenon. So of all of these psychological forces that are being brought to bear against us, you know, to our detriment generally. And like I said, I think above all, first and foremost, we need more prayer. So a few other stories, just to sort of, you know, more evidence. So I mentioned the MIT Digital Economy Research Brief, 2019, Volume 1, The Decline of Computers as a General Purpose Technology. And the conclusion, which basically says, you know, the computing technology will become increasingly specialized, including the, you know, the hardware and the chips and so forth, which means what? If you're a chip manufacturer, and as the assessment that's made goes, on a larger scale, we argue that the switch to specialization will worsen the economics of chip manufacturing, leading to slower improvements. Therefore, the move to specialized chips perpetuates itself. What does that mean? If you're a chip manufacturer and obviously you want to make money, what does that mean? That means you probably specialized means what? Military, in simple terms. That's what it means. And, you know, we could maybe say, well, let's be honest, what you mean by military is overtly military. Because again, I think of George Friedman's Brain Bar Budapest talk. Is there a global war coming? Snicker, snicker. It's all around you. It's always been with you. A couple more headlines. Real quick. I mentioned American Airlines drops 3 cities, blaming pilot shortage. Columbus, Georgia, Del Rio, Texas, and Long Beach, California. I mentioned the middle class article, you know, citing the Pew Research. The article was published January 23rd, KDVR, Fox 31, Colorado. But the Pew Research study was actually conducted last year and published last April. How the American middle class has changed in the past 5 decades. How did this happen? Well, I would submit that what John Adams said applies with force. And as he put it, all the perplexities, confusions, and distresses in America arise not from defects in their constitution or confederation, not from a want of honor or virtue, so much as from downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. In a letter to Thomas Jefferson, August 23rd, 1787, as cited in the works of John Adams. So, you know, the point being, I mean, how many Americans, you know, first of all, we could start with coin, credit, and circulation. Listen, he says, the downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. So at a macro level, who can distinguish between coin and credit? Which sounds absurd, but the Federal Reserve note is credit. And it's not coin. There's no substance. It's not redeemable for anything but like. It's form only. There is no substance. And it is credit-based. The Federal Reserve itself admits it's not part of the federal government. It says, let's be clear, the Federal Reserve is not part of the federal government. And circulation, you know, it seems, I mean, was it Garfield, I want to say, who said, Garfield or McKinley, who said that cycles of boom and bust can be created when you are able to control circulation. And then whichever of the two it was did not last long after, is my understanding. One of the things that this network has been, I don't know, maybe uniquely dedicated and devoted to is that subject. And I remember many a broadcast hearing John Stadmiller on the National Intel Report speaking to the issue of money and how money works and what money is and our history and the Federal Reserve and the hijinks and shenanigans and things. Many, many, many broadcasts dedicated to that. You know, whether it was, you know, series of broadcasts with the authors of They Own It All, including you, or when it would just arise extemporaneously, this network has been, I would say, devoted to trying to raise awareness on that issue. So how does it happen? How the American middle class has changed in the past 5 decades? Pew Research did a study. Share of adults in U.S. middle class has decreased considerably since 1971. Why do you suppose that is? Because if you run an inflationary scheme, then those who can least afford it are injured the most by it. And, you know, again, I mean, speaking of quotes, Keynes told us himself, economic consequences of the peace. No? Mr. Bretton Woods was the guy who wrote in the economic consequences of the peace this exactly is what he wrote in chapter 6, and I'll just give you the unabridged section, the whole thing. Lenin is said to have declared that the best way to destroy, and you know, who funded Lenin and Trotsky and Stalin, who brought the Bolshevik Revolution to bear and then made sure that we went from there to technological parity and so on. Lenin is said to have declared that the best way to destroy the capitalist system was to debauch the currency. How do you do that? John Maynard Keynes. By a continuing process of inflation, governments can confiscate secretly and unobserved an important part of the wealth of their citizens. By this method, they not only confiscate, but they confiscate arbitrarily. And while the process impoverishes many, it actually enriches some. I feel like, you know, to take a break before I forget, I feel like we should play the clip of Alan Greenspan on the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer, when Lehrer said, you know, and you can find that clip in the one video on the Road Warrior Radio YouTube channel. It's in there, preserved, even though PBS seems to have lost it. Where Greenspan is asked by Jim Lehrer, you know, what is the proper role or relationship between the Fed chair and the president? What should it be? And Greenspan says it doesn't matter because the Fed is an independent agency, not accountable to anyone. And until the Congress or whatever, you know, decides otherwise, then it's irrelevant. And the clip of Alan Greenspan on, what was it, CNBC saying, there's no danger of default because the U.S. can print as much money as it wants. You could just print your way out. Wait, printing your way only results in catastrophic failure eventually. It's called the Triffin dilemma. Anyway, continuing. By this method, they not only confiscate, but they confiscate arbitrarily. Now, while the process impoverishes many, it actually enriches some. But you have to understand the first money game. When it rolls off the presses, you know, there is a parity in the market. There's equilibrium. And when it rolls off the presses, it has greater purchasing power than when it has reached the end of its life cycle, so to speak. In the middle somewhere, there is, you know, a parity of purchasing power. It's not value. There is no value. Even the Federal Reserve says that. There's no value in the Federal Reserve note that we call the dollar. It has purchasing power, and there is a distinct difference. And so when it gets to the end of its life cycle, you know, there's, if you think in general terms, when it rolls off the presses, it has greater purchasing power than kind of in the middle, the equilibrium. And then it reaches that middle somewhere in its life cycle. And then toward the end, it has less purchasing power. And that's where a lot of the service folks are. You know, you think of restaurants or Uber drivers or, and that's pretty much our entire economy now. So everyone is being harmed, generally speaking, by this process of inflation. That's our economic model. It's an inflationary model. The so-called fractional, so-called reserve. I mean, your local bank takes deposits and they can, by essentially a computer entry, the Federal Reserve says, well, if you have this many deposits on hand, then you can loan out this. They can just make up money. That's why your local bank person, you know, their house is bigger than yours. Their boat is bigger than yours. Anyway, continuing, that's generalizing, I realize, but still, the example applies. By this method, they not only confiscate, but they confiscate arbitrarily. And while the process impoverishes many, it actually enriches some. The sight of this arbitrary rearrangement, it seems arbitrary to most people, but it's really not. Again, it's the first money game. The sight of this arbitrary rearrangement of riches strikes not only at security, and again, you know, you think of like the socialist aspect of this, because there's always influence that's being waged. There's always lobbying. There's always those kinds of things, which again, the founders spoke to. I think it was Federal 62 that Madison talked about the sagacious and moneyed few, basically the lobbying efforts. Might not be 62. Anyway, sagacious and moneyed few. Sight of this arbitrary rearrangement of riches strikes not only at security, but at confidence in the equity of the existing distribution of wealth. Those to whom the system brings windfalls beyond their deserts and even beyond their expectations or desires become profiteers, who are the object of the hatred of the bourgeoisie, whom the inflationism has impoverished, not less than of the proletariat. As the inflation proceeds and the real value of the currency, it's really not value though, now again it's purchasing power, fluctuates wildly from month to month, all permanent relations between debtors and creditors, which form the ultimate foundation of capitalism, become so utterly disordered as to be almost meaningless, and the process of wealth getting degenerates into a gamble and lottery. And we have gambling and lotteries all over the place. People are playing the lottery more and more in America because just earning an honest living isn't cutting it, even according to the Pew Research study last year. So to finish, Lenin was certainly right, Keynes wrote. There is no subtler, no surer means of overturning the existing basis of society than to debauch the currency. The process engages all the hidden forces of economic law on the side of destruction and does it in a manner which not one man in a million is able to diagnose. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Congress is planning to give the Pentagon a raise. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system this cold and flu season. I am all for the United States having the largest, most expensive military on the planet, but the Pentagon has failed their financial audits 5 years in a row. In the most recent audit, the U.S. military cannot account for over $2 trillion in assets. Maybe the military needs to spend less time trying to understand white rage and trying to force an experimental vaccine on the healthiest people around and start focusing on protecting our nation and her assets. $2 trillion in lost assets is worth investigating. People need to be fired. I say no more budget increases until the Department of Defense fixes their accounting. If you and I failed 5 consecutive audits, we'd be in federal prison. Just like the rest of government, the Pentagon needs to remember that money and those assets belong to we the people. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back. All right. To the phones we go. Richard in Pennsylvania, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. I'd like to challenge you a little bit on your statement that the United States isn't exceptional, because can you name me one other country in the world that declares God is the giver of their rights?
I mean, I could.
You could.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing with that. So if you pull out a dollar bill, for example.
Yeah, that's Federal Reserve. I know you've been talking about that.
Right. So it says, "In God We Trust" on it. Which God? And if we look all over Washington, D.C., which God? And, you know, if you read Tex Mar's Mysterious Monuments, you look all over the country, which God? We need to define terms, sure, clearly.
Yeah.
And then the point, I'm not denying what you're saying. I mean, I'm just saying it's a deeper discussion. And if we, as we look around the world,
Well, that's because the bankers have taken over. That's because the bankers have taken over.
Well, like, hold on.
Jesus whip? Okay.
You know, I'm only saying, you say, can you name a country? I could, but the problem is, this is not firsthand knowledge. I mean, I don't know what decisions were made to say what, and a lot of what I know is what I've read or, other not firsthand information. So I'm just saying, whatever response I would give would be couched thusly. So I have to say that. And then with our system, we have to say, let's say that it's actually the God of the Bible. Well, let's dig deeper. I mean, why do we have all this symbolism everywhere that seems to indicate otherwise? And so that's why I've said we have there's a duality of history that was intentional.
Well, yeah, there you go. Duality. I don't know if it's duality. I mean, he's creation of God. Satan is. But the bankers have taken over. Who did Jesus whip out of the temple? You know, the bankers.
And that's an interesting thing, I think. I think it's Isaiah 14 that you read about this character that, was cast down from heaven because of the abundance and the unrighteousness of his trade. So that's what that episode that you're talking about reminds me of specifically.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'll just say we're still the exception, because I don't know any other country that has God-given rights.
Yeah. I don't mean to say that we are not exceptional, and I didn't mean to say, if I did say America is not, I'm just saying we are fed a message of exceptionalism that tells us that we can do no wrong, and that anything that happens under the flag of the United States is it must be good, must be noble, must be virtuous, must be righteous. And that's not right. That has been used against us.
Have you ever seen the flag of peace?
I'm not sure what you mean.
The American flag of peace, it's a civil flag.
Civil flag? Vertical?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can look it up on the internet, sure. It's not quite what you used to see in. Check it out. Yeah.
And I think, I've told stories. There was one incident in particular that comes to mind where I had an argument with a vet. It turned into an argument. It wasn't supposed to be. I just said, the Union is on the wrong side in an establishment in Post Falls, Idaho, that is no longer a thing. But we were there on one occasion, there were a few of us, and, I made a remark, and this gentleman said, no, and was recently discharged from, I forget which branch. And it turned into a heated discussion, and there were about six or eight of us standing around, and I said, no, this is not a military facility. We are, that's not what's going on. The Union is on the wrong side.
Well,
and that's
Union,
something that, what's that?
The Union flies the flag of war. It's the American flag of war. It's not the American flag. It's probably the United States flag of war. I'm not sure. But
right.
The American flag of peace isn't flown, because we haven't been in a state of peace.
Right.
God knows how long.
Exactly. Yep. We're in a break, I guess. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
To Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. All right. Do we still have Richard?
I'm here.
Hey, you know, to your point, Richard, I would say, you know, that was the kind of the subject. Well, to back up a little bit, the money and the guns always seem to go together. You know, when you start doing funny things with the money presses, then you got to have guns to make sure that people don't come and say, what's going on here? And, you know, that speaking of, we haven't been in a state of peace in a long time. Around the same time that we got FDR's order to hand over the gold was around the same time that we haven't been at peace. And the Senate committee to terminate the national emergency did, I think, some great research on, you know, that. And Senate Report 93-549 told us that It's been a long time. It's been since at least 1933. No, wait, probably the days of Lincoln, since we've really had peace.
The first executive order, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted, I didn't plan on bringing it up, the American flag of peace, but mm-hmm. it's there. It's and it just shows you that we are not a peaceful country. But I still say we are exceptional because we have God-given rights.
Yeah, well, the trouble with that, though, is that we have choices, all of us, and we have not chosen wisely, I think.
Well, Satan's influence is, you know, worldwide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Richard.
Right.
Much appreciated.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye. Thank you. Yeah, when I say duality of history, you know, we have there is a biblical heritage, biblical pedigree, but then you start listening to the Manly P. Halls, for example, and to whatever extent we can believe that, there is an element. I mean, obviously there's sophistry and there's an effort to beguile and mislead, but there is, you know, all the best lies have truth in them somewhere. The devil quotes, you know, Satan quotes Psalm 91 to Jesus in the wilderness. It's Psalm 91. So, you know, even though he misappropriates it and quotes it out of context and tries to apply it in a selfish way, it's still Psalm 91. So the best lies always have a certain amount of truth in them. So you start reading these guys and you find out that, yes, there were, it seems, efforts to, you know, what Kelly Greenhill now calls coercive engineered migration, to sort of steer people this direction for America's secret destiny, as, you know, those like Hall would put it. But that doesn't detract from the folks who were honestly and genuinely trying to serve God. And so we do have that history, but we have not been good about sifting out the duality and separating the wheat from the tares, so to speak. And the tare is the counterfeit of the wheat. It masquerades as wheat. It sure looks like wheat. It wants to, you know, it pretends like and wants to make you think it is, but it's not. So, without belaboring that, back to the phones. Pat in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome. Are you there, Pat? I don't hear Pat. Is Pat not there? Okay. We will go back to the phones. Roger in Ohio, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes. Talking about flags, I took a tour one time in Ontario, Canada, and I noticed that the Canadian flag and the Ontario flag were put equally. No flag was above the other flag.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. And I think people should get a Christian flag, and they should be flying that above the American flag. Or if they really want to get radical, put the state flag above the American flag.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's got to...
Yeah.
Okay.
That last point, I always think that in my mind when I see the flags together. That's where we came from. That's what the founding documents tell us. The state is, you know, superior in a sense to the FedGov, and obviously that's been inverted. And you know, the other flags, like you're saying, I mean, you see it all around you, this effort to move toward kind of a UN model where all flags are equal.
Yeah, well, the federal flag means, I guess it means their laws above the state laws. So whatever the federal law is passed is above any state law. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the problems. One time this guy was on his Harley, and he had his little American flag on his bike. And I said to him, I see you got the federal flag on your bike. He goes, well, what do you mean? I said, well, there's a state flag, and then there's a federal flag. I said, now, who does that federal flag represent? Let's see, it represents the military-industrial complex and the mega corporations and the head of the snake, the banker boys. I said, and then maybe they might represent the people. And he didn't say anything. He just kind of looked at me. So, but the reason I really called you was I'm still back in the Christmas holiday thing. A couple of weeks ago, Chris Switzer was talking about, you know, when, you know, they're always debating whether Christmas was December 25th or not. And so it dawned on me that Joseph and Mary was going down to pay their taxes or be counted or whatever. I believe to pay their taxes. And they were paying Roman taxes at that time, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
So whenever the Roman Empire taxed their empire is when people had to go and pay their taxes. So, you know, Jerusalem had their calendar. They had their Jewish calendar. And I'm sure, I think probably the end of their year was probably the maybe end of September, October. But they were traveling to pay their Roman tax. So this is why, you know, it's important that they like to confuse people. Well, the shepherds couldn't have been out in the field because it was winter time and all that. Well, you know, I tracked the weather in Jerusalem, and it's not that cold. And they certainly could have been out in the field. Because I grew up on a dairy farm. The last thing you want to do is bring your cattle inside because you got to clean up after them. That's a major chore. So you would keep them outside as long as you could. As long as they weren't in the rain or anything, they can take a lot of cold weather. But the other fascinating thing was that the heavens opened up, and they saw the angels. Mm-hmm. So they always talked about dimensions. You know, the scientists were saying there's different dimensions and all this. And to me, this is very fascinating because they were close enough where the dimension opened up and they could see it. So I think this is, you know, part of that story is very, you know, Mary and Joseph have to be super confused what they had to do and then have these shepherds show up out of nowhere and tell them their story and then have the wise men show up to validate, you know, they had to be, you know, Mary's, you know, she's a virgin. She probably was 16 years old. I figure she probably was the prettiest girl in the village. Joseph, I figure he was maybe in his late 20s or 30s, and he finally decided to get married, and he was kind of upstanding. He was going to go down pay his taxes. He was no peon in the village. He was probably one of the more respected people of the village. And he was waiting to marry this beautiful young maiden, which he could have been married before, and then, you know, this dream and stuff came to both of them and told him this fantastic story. They had to be very, very confused. So it's a beautiful story, you know. I tell people, even if it's not true, it's you can't get any better story than saying that there is a creator that loves mankind so much that he sent his only begotten son to die for us. You know, how many people would die for you? Not too many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I thought I'd just call up and ask you what you think Roman taxes were, you know, different time of the year. Because the Romans, their calendar is, you know, January 1st. I didn't see anybody having a cow because it's pagan. My God, it's January 1st. Who picked that day? You know, they just accept it and the way it is. So, all right, I'll hang up and let you carry on.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Roger.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, the date is disputed. The 25th of December seems to correlate to the vernal equinox and the winter solstice, which, you know, coincides with pagan rituals. And again, that's the duality that's come down through Western Western esoteric influence that you know was around since the days of Plato and even before, but the data is disputed. It's interesting that you know if you read Luke's account, starting in Luke chapter 1, right? You start to get a picture. So verse 26, Luke 1:26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement. I kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." So that was in the sixth month. And I think there's been an effort to mess with the calendar over the years. We have the Gregorian calendar now. It wasn't always the case. You know, without getting into the, you know, the controversy there, the census, fast forward into Luke chapter 2, verse 1, now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. So, I mean, that's a little bit of a background. Maybe we can come back to that. There's you know, more to say about that, but it has been controversial throughout history, I would say, to be sure. Anyway, in all of that, from beginning to end, really, I would say, you know, what Roger was talking about, whether the flag or the nativity story, each man must be fully convinced in his own mind. It's a Romans 14 kind of thing. You know, do you celebrate the day, you know, this day or that day? Every day is special. What do you do? And I think it's a Romans 14 issue. And the flag thing, it bothers me, I will say, you know, to see the United States flag flying above the state flag, because my understanding was we were a union of several states, but that obviously has, you know, changed since the turn of the 20th century when we got the Fabian Pledge of Allegiance and so on. Then we became nationalistic with the rest of the world, but it wasn't our time yet. So do we have Pat? Did we get Pat? No. Well, I tried. Okay. Sorry we lost you, Pat. We tried. Next time, I guess. So back to the examples I mentioned. I was mentioning some examples. I guess it's depressing, but examples nonetheless. Denver Post, retail giants Big Lots, Macy's are tightening their belts, closing Colorado stores this month. Department store chain Macy's and retail company Big Lots to shutter locations in January. So, you know, this is something that we're seeing across Middle America. Again, I think it's, you know, emblematic of bigger things. We get more payday loan stores and fewer retailers a growing consolidation of retailers. We don't make anything in America anymore, and because of that, what are the economic implications? Again, I guess we're into a break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. I feel inclined to say, you know, to mention Richie from Boston's deal on electricity. And, you know, he did a good brief expose on that a couple of years ago. Was it a couple or was it more than that? Probably more. COVID fatigue. It's a thing. But, you know, in conjunction with the lighting stuff, you know, I think of so many symbols in technology that remind me of Luke 10:18, Jesus saying, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." And you see all of the symbolism of, you know, lightning kind of stuff. I mean, it's all over. And, you know, it's easily dismissible. It's plausibly deniable entirely. You know, it's electricity. Sure. But, you know, it always has that theme, which is interesting. And a lot of technology has that theme. So, all of these stories, you know, from coast to coast, Cincinnati, Tampa, Florida, you know, New York, Tennessee, like I said, Juneau, Alaska, same thing in the same time period. People say, you know, and these lights have been in for a long time. People say, well, they can fail for a variety of reasons. You know, maybe it's, you know, the, what do you call it? Phosphor failure. Okay, but they all fail at the same time? Kind of on the same track? That doesn't make any sense. Anyway, we're out of time. That's probably a can of worms that I shouldn't open right now. We're out of time, and but it is what it is, I suppose. Anyway, that'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.